it works. Coconut pancakes. At the beginning of the month, when I wrote about making pancakes, I told you that I had an idea for an add-in for pancakes and that if the experiment was successful, that I'd share it with you. Well, the headline is a giveaway. It worked. An add-in, in the context of food, is an ingredient added to a dish to enhance its flavor, nutrition, or texture, without significantly changing the main components of a recipe. The appearance may be altered, but it would still be recognizable as what the original dish is meant to be. In the What's Cooking edition, I wrote that fresh fruits like bananas and berries, chocolate chips and nuts could be added for extra flavor and texture when making pancakes. I wanted to try adding fresh grated coconut to the pancakes for texture and flavor. Before experimenting, I did an online search for coconut pancakes and found the following. Pancakes with the batter made with canned coconut milk. Pancakes with fresh or desiccated coconut sprinkled on top of regular cooked pancakes. And crepes, thin unleavened pancakes, rolled with a cooked sweetened coconut filling. The idea I had in mind was pancakes with coconut in the pancakes themselves. I contemplated the following. Should I mix the grated coconut directly into the batter? Or should I make it like a stuffed pancake with the filling sandwiched in the middle? Should I add the fresh grated coconut plain or spice and sweetened? Should I color the coconut filling? Think red, a la Solara filling. I decided to spice and sweeten the coconut because I know that when cooked, the moisture in coconut can dry out. Drawing inspiration from the filling for Solara and coconut turnovers, I added ground cinnamon and some sugar to the coconut. Not a lot, just enough to moisten the coconut as it sat being absorbed. For visual appeal, I also mixed in some red food coloring. This made the pancakes not only attractive, but appetizing. The batter was divided in half because I couldn't make up my mind how I wanted to mix the coconut into the batter. Coconut pancake, exhibit A. With the pan heated and brushed with oil, batter was added, and as it sizzled, I scattered a helping of coconut over the batter, immediately followed by more batter covering the coconut, dripping over to the sides, thus resulting in a stuffed coconut pancake. Coconut pancake exhibit B. The other half of the sweetened coconut was gently folded into the batter, leaving streaks of the batter visible. Cooking and tasting notes. The stuffed pancake, understandably, took longer to cook. The signs of when to flip remain the same. In other words, bubbles appear on the surface. I recommended turning the heat low to avoid the pancake from over-browning before it is time to be flipped. Continue to keep the heat on low when it is flipped and the other side is being cooked. The one with the coconut mixed into the batter cooked up in normal time and there is no need to reduce the heat to cook. In other words, cook that like how you will cook your regular normal pancakes. I served both versions of the pancakes with butter and maple syrup. They were wickedly good. The hint of cinnamon from the coconut mixed with the syrup and tender crumb of the pancake made every bite a pleasure to eat. Tender bits of coconut added texture. Two taste testers ate their pancakes without syrup. They were that good on their own. I encourage you to give it a try if you're looking to up your pancake game or if you want to try a different type of pancake. Adults and children alike will like them. Use whichever is your go-to recipe for pancakes. I recommend the use of fresh grated coconut instead of desiccated. If desiccated, particularly unsweetened, is all you have access to, then go ahead and use that. But drizzle some milk in, toss well, and let it sit to rehydrate before using. So go ahead now and go make some coconut pancakes, people.